And revives your countertops, keeping them looking like new. Kitchens, bathrooms, laundry rooms, even wet bars will be bright again with Countertop Cleaner from Wink. Look for Countertop Cleaner where you find all your favorite Wink products. Whether you're
It's time for a Regional Radio sports presentation.
Two, count it, and West County leads.
Has to shoot, gets it off in time, and makes it. He makes it from midcourt.
Draws the foul and gets it to go. Beautiful play.
Miller dives headfirst into home in celebration in North County in seven innings. Walks off. They're going to the chip.
Big dig in the back row. Brower sets. Another one from Landrum. Count it. AB's going to stay. AB's going to stay.
Pull up three on the right side. Good. Gets it to go. Blast from downtown.
Backhanded shot. That's from Williams. Everything going right now for the Lady Tigers.
The right fielder going back over his shoulder, and it's gone. The grand slam. Valley Catholic just broke this open with one swing.
Tie at the buzzer, rings it in.
And the young man who had nothing in regulation has five quick points in overtime.
Sharp trying to outrun the defense and smashes one home. Splits two defenders and tomahawks one right over the top.
Left-hand runner, count the shot.
Shot is off in time, off glass and in. He just knocked that shot in at the buzzer. This place is going insane.
Welcome to the Bob Sechrest Fieldhouse this afternoon, and we like hoops so much we're going to try it twice today. The Mineral Area College ladies beginning our broadcast here this afternoon at the Bob Sechrest Fieldhouse taking on Rend Lake. Then we will join Missouri football in progress, and then we'll be back here this evening, and we will be broadcasting the Mineral Area College men's ball game. And so we'll have a full day of it for you right here on AM 800. K-R-E-I. Kevin Thurman alongside, and we had fun last night. The Mineral Area College men looked, I thought, really solid. We were both happy. Even Coach Streggy seemed to be happy.
Yeah, couldn't find much wrong with that game last night. That was a really fun game, and it was fun to be at, fun to watch, and I think we're in for a good day today as well.
Yep, 30-point win, and the Mineral Area College women already own a win over Rend Lake. In fact, it was their last game. Last time they played was Sunday. It was up in Moberly at their classic. And the Mineral Area College ladies beat Rend Lake convincingly in that one. It was 87-62, the final. But Mac was up by 30 at the break, and they just shot the lights out of it, 60%. When you're shooting that well, that cures a lot of ills.
Yeah, you know, they've been playing a lot of close games, and, you know, 7 points, they could be undefeated right now. So
yeah.
That game really helped them propel, get them a little confidence, and hopefully that'll be a start to good things to come here.
7 points total, and two of the three losses by one basket.
Right.
So they are close.
Right.
And they got a team in Rend Lake here today that they have already defeated. So we'll hear from the coaches as we move along on our pregame show. The Mac ladies, 2-3 on the season. The Rend Lake Warriors are 1-5. We'll talk with Gary Cuck, head coach of the Mineral Area College Cardinals. And also, Crystal Gundy joins us as our pregame show continues right here on Supertalk 800, KREI.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. We are celebrating all first responders now through November the 26th.
10% of your purchase will be donated to your choice of fire department, ambulance, EMT, or police department. We have 2 years with 0% financing.
We are thankful for you, first responders.
So if you're a first responder, you'll get 10% off of your purchase. And we'll donate 10% to the department of your choice.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
You already know State Farm agent Chris Morrison's office as the place to turn for your insurance and financial needs. Now that place has changed to 316 West Columbia Street in Farmington. But while the location may not be the same, the commitment of Chris and his team is as strong as ever. So whether you already know Chris or just want the one-of-a-kind service of a State Farm agent, give him a call at 573-756-1900 or stop by and see him at his new location.
Hi, this is Chris. Come visit us at our new location in downtown Farmington at 316 West Columbia Street.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. We are celebrating all first responders now through November the 26th.
10% of your purchase will be donated to your choice of fire department, ambulance, EMT, or police department. We have 2 years with 0% financing.
We are thankful for you, first responders.
So if you're a first responder, you'll get 10% off of your purchase. And we'll donate 10% to the department of your choice.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Good to be joined by Crystal Gundy now, Redden Lake head coach. And have you haven't had a game between the last time you played them, have you?
Yes.
Oh, you have.
A conference game for the GRAC. We played Almy Central College.
Yeah, because they went back to back. It was like a weird schedule deal.
Yeah.
1-5. But how have you seen your team progress so far?
I mean, we're young, so it's just keep battling over that hump. You know, I have some freshmen stepping up and playing like sophomores, so that's been a big help. But battling a few injuries, but just it's been a building year for Redden Lake College, and some of these freshmen are going to be seen next year on the big floor, and some of them have already gotten looks, so just got to keep pushing on that.
Have they been willing learners and hard workers for you?
For the most part, yeah, you know, more normal 18-year-old girls, you know, so for the most part, you know, a lot of them come in and work hard, get an extra work on their own time, so.
What are they doing well? What can you build on right now?
What can we build on well? Just kind of constantly just going through our stuff, making sure we run our stuff and don't kind of lose focus on what we're trying to do on the offensive end and don't lose focus on the defensive end on what we're trying to do.
It was really two different games the last time you played MAC. They got after you in the first half, but you guys played much better in the second half and came back. What do you remember about kind of what went wrong and what went right for you there?
Just a lot of effort and intensity. And the girls know that. We had a long post-game talk after the game, so they kind of know what they have to bring and expect when we play Mineral today.
So you didn't see it in the first half, apparently?
Definitely did not see it in the first half.
So it was an inspiring halftime speech, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah, it was very pleasant. Very pleasant.
Coach, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Coach Crystal Gundy, Redden Lake head coach, joining us on our pregame. Back with more after this.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payments, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Cole's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Cole's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Cole's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
Great to be joined by Coach Gary Cuck now on our pregame show, the Mineral Area Cardinals. And wait a minute, didn't you just play Ren Lake?
Yeah, we did. I hope our girls don't take them lightly. I really do. You know, that can be a problem with a young team that has beaten somebody and fairly handily. But if you relax on it, just a good young coach. And she's going to have them ready today, I think.
There was a lot to like in that first half, though. I mean, if you score 30 in the first half, that's not bad. You were leading by 30.
Yeah, it was a nice change from what we had gone through the weekend here in our own classic and the three games we lost in a row by 7 points. You know, it just kind of nice. I thought, well, maybe we're turning. And we are. I think we're getting better, Chad. We still have that consistency mentality that we need to, you know, bring to the table.
Well, I know very, very early, you know, it was going to be Haley Winter, and then, okay, who's going to start catching up with her? Who's going to go along? Olivia White put in 23 just the other day, so she's one of them coming along.
I think so. She's starting today. This will be her first start. You know, Olivia works hard. She's got several things to overcome, but I think she deserves it. You know, she's given us consistent, hard practices, working hard, and hopefully she'll blossom. Well, she's got the size and strength, and now she's just got to put it together.
Well, rewarding effort pays off, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. With young minds, yeah. Yes, it does.
You've got Ren Lake, and we talked about the first half. The second half, they played better in that last meeting. What was it that you saw in them, though, that makes you say, hey, we can't just, you know, just roll the ball out there today?
Well, they have three or four players that they're very good players. I'd take them that started clicking and it kind of snowballed on us where, you know, we were fouling. We never got in a flow offensively. They were just really fired up. She had them fired up in that second half. And I bet we committed 25 fouls. And that's two games worth in our book. You know, we're not one of those get a foul and, you know, that's okay. You get your four or whatever. We don't like that.
Yeah. And they, one thing they do well, I know they're 1-5. But they do get to the line, and they make them when they get there.
Yeah. Number 10, I can't remember her name, but number 10, she's a nice little guard, and she got on fire in that game last Sunday. And 22, we couldn't keep her off the boards. And, you know, there's just a bunch of things that if we're not ready today, you know, it could be a long day.
Hope it's a short one.
Yeah, me too.
Gary Cuck joining us on our pregame. Back with more after this.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. We are celebrating all first responders now through November the 26th.
10% of your purchase will be donated to your choice of fire department, ambulance, EMT, or police department. We have 2 years with 0% financing.
We are thankful for you, first responders.
So if you're a first responder, you'll get 10% off of your purchase. And we'll donate 10% to the department of your choice.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Are you looking for someone that can repair your driveway? Or how about finish that block wall you just don't have time to finish? Larry Giger Construction can help you get the job done in a fast and timely manner. Larry Giger Construction can help you with all your concrete, flat work, and block wall work needs. You won't be disappointed when you call Larry. 314-402-3687. Serving St. Francis, St. Genevieve, and Jefferson counties for a free estimate.
We're We're in the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse this afternoon and this evening on KREI, but also paying too attention to events happening to our northwest, and the Mineral Area College volleyball team's run in the national tournament, in fact, just came to an end just a moment ago, and we say congratulations to that squad. They won two games at nationals, they lost two, and finished 10th, and that tied for the best finish ever in school history, Kevin, and you watched that whole thing.
Yeah, man. I did. It was fun. They had the game in the private dining room, all the games of the national tournament, so I was able to watch most of them. Just finished up watching this last one on my phone, and you know, they came just a little bit short in that last game, almost got ninth. They went to the fifth and final set, and but still tied for their best finish ever. That's pretty good.
It sure is. And what they won six out of seven sets yesterday.
Right,
and
yeah.
And then went to five today, so they ended up winning more sets and had a great day yesterday and winning a pair of matches. So a nice job by the ladies, and we say congratulations on a terrific run to finish the season. They're going to go through the national anthem here at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse, and we'll take a timeout with them and then introduce you to the starters right after this.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
We're open.
What's open?
Flix Equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over three generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ledington is now open today.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said the new Ledington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ledington exit, Highway 67. Flix Equipment, let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Ledington.
Or online at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a one-acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fleegs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67. In Ledington.
Missouri's Parkland, a great place to visit or live. We're the voice of the Parkland. AM 800 KREI Farmington, Park Hills, Mine, Lamont.
Chad Speaker and Kevin Thurman, Mike Side, third member of our team, Christian Cooper, back at the studio, engineering and operating our game this afternoon. Let's meet the starters. First of all, for Wren Lake, a 1-5. Mickey O'Neill is a 5'6 freshman from Bloomington, Illinois. Peyton Hayes is a 5'9 freshman out of Illinois. Remy Jones goes 5'6, a freshman from Louisville. Paige Rich in the starting lineup, a 6-foot freshman from Johnston City, Illinois. And Callie Carney goes 5'9, a sophomore from Benton, Illinois. This Wren Lake team does have four players that average in double figures. Jones leads them at 11, and then they really have great balance after that. Carney at 10'6, Paige Rich at 10'4, and then Prince will come off the bench today at 10 points per game. The Mineral Area College Cardinals are led by Haley Winter in the large starting lineup, a 5'6 sophomore. What's Haley do? Well, she leads them in scoring, rebounding, assists, steals. She's taken the most free throws. She's made the most free throws. She does just about everything for this club. Shelby Moon's a starter at 6.2 points. She's a freshman. Laura Dick, a 5'10 sophomore from Newcastle, Australia. A couple of Aussies in the starting lineup. Laura averaging just over 4 a game. Olivia White put in a tremendous effort last time out against Wren Lake, scoring 23. She's a 6'4 freshman out of Aaron, Texas. And Keandra Perry, a 5'10 freshman from Jonesboro, Arkansas. This team is looking for consistency, as Coach Cuck told us, but Kevin, their sixth game, it's their sixth starting lineup, so they're still figuring it out.
Yeah, he's still looking, but I like the group he's got going today. I hope Olivia White keeps it going. She's going to be, I think, a key not only to this game, but to the rest of their season, too. You know, they need the interior dominance that they had last year that they've been missing so far this year.
When she gets it, she knows what to do with it, shooting 63% on the season, and she wins the tip, and we're underway. Haley Winter brings it up the floor, and Mac pushing it right to left as Kevin and I look at and describe the action to you. Mineral Area College, they've got white uniforms with gray bottoms of the pants and gray shoulders, red numbers and letters. I kind of think they're sharp-looking uniforms. A lob underneath, and there it is underneath there to Olivia White. She distributes to that left baseline, and Shelby Moon throws it in from 10. So Olivia White pulling players toward her, and a nice assist from her from the middle of the lane.
Yeah, and she passed out to one of our best shooters in Shelby Moon from Neelyville.
Olivia White just under an assist per ball game, but I think that's going to grow. A drive by Peyton Hayes is slapped out of bounds as Mineral Area runs the man-to-man in the half-court set right here. Coach, you know, both Coach Cuck and Coach Strege have demonstrated their utter disdain for zone defenses. Coach Strege, he was almost resigned to it last night.
Yeah, well,
it works. So. Yeah,
and sometimes it is good to you know, mix it up a little bit and throw that at him a little bit.
I like what Coach Strege told us. He said, "I don't like the zone, but I'll do what it takes to win."
Yeah.
And the shot clock goes off, but the shot did go away by Rich, and a loose ball taken by Mineral Area. Haley Winter backs it out. I thought she might snap off a three. It plays it over right there to Moon. Moon with a great entry pass there to Olivia White. Point blank, it's just missed by her.
Yeah. Yeah, she was wide open under the basket, just kind of threw it over the basket and tried to get the rebound and ended up going off her leg.
I think she was just so eager. Yeah. She just got it. She was so excited. Had a good look at it.
Yeah, she's fired up. You know, I like to see her fired up. Sometimes she's kind of, lackadaisical kind of thing. But tonight she looks like she's fired up and ready to have a good game.
There's a point guard, Remy Jones, bouncing it out near half court. Right wing pass to Rich. Rich is outside of the arc, swings it over to the left wing. To O'Neal. O'Neal looking underneath. Nobody there, so she goes to the free throw line to Carney. Carney turns, looks at the 16-footer, now turns it down, and they swing it to the right elbow. The 15-footer by Rich. Good closeout by White. Shot is missed. Rebound comes down to Mack, and the foul going against Ren Lake. That one's on Callie Carney. Good closeout by White. White missed the shot earlier, but we've seen her make a nice pass and a nice defensive play there.
Yeah. So.
Nice to see some of the Mineral Area College men attending the ball game too in support of the ladies here. White calling for the ball, can't find her there. Head of the circle, it's Perry. She has the ball knifed away from her in the backcourt. Carney with it, hands it off to her point guard, Jones. Jones comes across the timeline and picked up quickly by Haley Winter. Haley going to force her back outside, force Ren Lake to start that offense way away from the goal. Crossover dribble by Jones, and a nice job by Winter to stay in front. Now to the left wing, O'Neal. Dribble weave handoff, and back to the top of the key to Hayes. 10 on the shot clock, three-pointer launched. Carney missed it, and rising up for the rebound was Olivia White. On the outlet, Laura Dick, nobody within 15 feet of her, and she misses the layup, but she just wanted to look fancy.
Yeah,
she grabbed the rebound and reversed it in.
She wanted to pat her stats, get an offensive rebound, and then come around and put it in on the other side of the basket. Tell you what, it was a great break on her behalf. You know, she saw the ball coming up, and she took off down the court, and kind of it was nice of us to get that basket.
I think she's still smiling about
it. Yeah, I think she is.
Right wing pass to Jones. Jones looks for the drive. She's ripped off by Perry. Perry grabs it. She's hit. No foul called. Picks it back up. Goes the length of the floor and back to Mack. Misses really on easy layups for these ladies. You just have to hit that shot.
Yeah.
And a foul on the rebound attempt as Perry missed the layup and then she fouls on the rebound attempt. You know, that's something that Mineral Area College did not do last Sunday is miss shots. Mineral Area shot 60%. In that game, only 33% for Ren Lake. So that was a huge difference in the ball game. Ren Lake only turned the ball over 12 times, which was a very clean basketball.
Usually that's a result of a pressure defense. If you're getting pressure defense, you're taking harder shots, you're going to have worse shooting percentage.
Yeah, there's a reason that the same teams are among the leaders in defensive field goal percentage every year,
exactly.
Isn't there? Yeah. And now here's a three-pointer launched by Perry. Missed it short. White has the rebound, throws it up, and missed it. You know, you hear those teams that they say, "God, when we play this one team, our shots just never go in." Well, there's a reason for that.
Exactly.
The foul goes on Paige Rich, and Olivia White goes to the free throw line. Olivia, a 42% foul shooter on the air, the reverse jinx in operation, and she popped that one through. She was 8-for-19 before that one. So.
You know, for a tall girl, again, she's got a nice-looking shot as well.
Really does.
Yeah.
Good wrist flip right there.
Yep.
And goes 2-for-2. So 10-for-21 now. Should be about 50%. Just a couple of more shots. 6-0 lead for Mineral Area College. The men threw a 5-minute shutout last night. Let's see how long the ladies can go with not allowing a score from Ren Lake. The ladies were up 30 points at the half against Ren Lake last Sunday. Three-pointer missed. Winner has the rebound. Perry out in front, and a two-handed chest pass up the floor to White. A spin and a shot, and that three-footer rims in and out. But what a look by Winter that time.
Yeah, I think Olivia White's two misses, that she's just gone a little too fast. She just needs to take her time, collect herself, and put that ball in the basket. Just turn to flip it a little too quick.
It's a very athletic play to catch and spin, yep. but as you said, maybe rushed it a bit.
Yep.
And the foul goes on Shelby Moon for Mack. A 6-0 lead for Mineral Area College. And over on that right wing, this is Peyton Hayes. Hayes using the right hand. Perry guards her. Sends it down to the right corner. O'Neal, an open three. Shot it long. Backside rebound, White. White hands it off, and here comes Laura Dick. Laura Dick up the floor. Winter now. Sets up shop on the left wing. Looks down to the left corner. Perry not open. Dick swings it around. Right wing, Moon. Moon looking underneath. White trying to eat some space there. And now behind the back goes Moon. Kicks it out. Winter. Oh, she sailed that three in. I don't even think the net moved on that one.
No, that was a perfect shot.
Oh, it sure was. Haley Winter drops in the three. 7-for-20 outside of the arc this year. Just over 30% for her. And a 9-0 advantage for the Mac ladies. The men were up 13 points before they allowed a score last night.
Yeah, let's see if the women can't match that.
No, it's a competition. You're right. Now here's a drive down the middle of the lane. Jones has her shot blocked, swatted away by Perry. Her second block of the year. Boy, she got some good bounce on that one. Distribute over to the right side, right baseline jumper. Bingo for Laura Dick, and another great pass by Haley Winter.
Oh, it's a perfect pass, caught her right in rhythm, and it's a good rhythm shot.
Winter averaging over 7 assists a game. Now, it's going to take a while to kind of sort out the national leaders, but whenever they get that figured out, I bet she's going to be right among those national leaders in assists per game. Over 7 per contest. Ball slapped out of bounds, and we've got our first substitution. Here comes Dominika Sharaka. 5'7", freshman out of Russia. She averages 2.6 points per game, and Gary Cuck, he knows how good of a shooter she is. Those numbers, she feels, are going to rise as a three-pointer is missed by O'Neal. Missed badly. The rebound stick back by Greer won't go, and White pulls the rebound down and shuffles it over to Winter. Haley dribbles with the eyes up, scanning the floor ahead. Another beautiful pass for White. She misses the layup, but she's going to the free throw line.
Yeah, again, she's rushing her shots, and I think if she's got such an advantage in the size and stuff, if she takes her time, puts those balls in the basket, she'll be in good place here tonight.
Only problem is Winter's saying, hey, you took 3 assists
away
that's
from right.
me so far.
That's right.
She's not saying
that.
Well,
she keeps getting fouled, she keeps hitting those free throws, we'll take it.
Yes, sir. 3-for-3.
That's right.
But yeah, Haley could have about 5 assists already. And a 12-0 lead, so the ladies could match the start from the men last night if the free throw.
She
missed it.
Yeah.
Well, 3-for-4. 3-for-4. 4:20 remaining in this first quarter now, and a bouncer by Greer down to the right baseline. A drive by Smith in the ballgame for the first time. She spins it back around to the outside. Carney looks for a drive, but she dribbled it off of her shoe top and out of bounds, and it's going to be Mac basketball again as Hannah Tallene checks in. Well, I'll tell you what. Olivia White did just about everything right except for finish that. She was in the right place. Good hustle. Good defensive closeouts. The shots are going to come for her. She shoots 63% on the year, for goodness sake.
Yeah, we can't complain too much on that, can we?
Here's a three-pointer by Sharaka, and she bombs it straight home. Boy, 2 3-point makes, and they couldn't have been more dead solid perfect. And the ladies sprint out to a 15-0 advantage. 3:45 remaining in this first half. Now, Ren Lake has struggled this year. They're a very young team. It's a rebuilding season for them. Even Crystal Gundy, their head coach, said that. They've lost by wide margins several times. But, you know, even that aside, I think the Mac Lady Cardinals are executing here today so far.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, they're looking good so far. And, of course, beating anyone 15-0, you've got to have your game on to be able to do that.
A couple of touchdowns, extra point, and a 2-point conversion. So, good work by these ladies so far. 15-0 shutout. 3.5 minutes remaining in this first quarter. And Red Leg backs it out. Aisha Greer running the point to the left wing. O'Neal down to the left corner. Greer's got it back again, looking inside. Nobody there. It's not a particularly big team, Red Leg. Back over to the left wing, Greer. 10 on the shot clock now. And Carney pump fakes, plays to Greer, left corner, three-pointer missing, diving in for the rebound with Shelby Moon, but a terrific box out right there by Laura Dick. And now they swing it over to Shiraka, right wing three, misses this one. Backside rebound, Carney. And Carney hands it off to her point guard, Greer to the left corner. Hayes throws one up. Boy, you figure they're going to make one sooner or later. 2:45 remaining in this first quarter, and there's a layup on the left side. Keandra Perry hits the hardest layup we've seen yet.
Yeah, I tell you what, and another good breakaway for her. You know, Red Lake's having a tough time getting back on that transition D, and Mac's taking advantage of that. They've been getting a few easy baskets that way.
17-0, and Mineral Area College all over the visitors from Red Lake. We'll take a minute timeout, and when we come back, Keandra Perry shooting a free throw right here on KREI.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. We are celebrating all first responders now through November the 26th.
10% of your purchase will be donated to your choice of fire department, ambulance, EMT, or police department. We have 2 years with 0% financing.
We are thankful for you, first responders.
So if you're a first responder, you'll get 10% off of your purchase. And we'll donate 10% to the department of your choice.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Are you looking for someone that can repair your driveway? Or how about finish that block wall you just don't have time to finish? Larry Giger Construction can help you get the job done in a fast and timely manner. Larry Giger Construction can help you with all your concrete, flat work, and block wall work needs. You won't be disappointed when you call Larry. 314-402-3687. Serving St. Francis, St. Genevieve, and Jefferson counties for a free estimate.
Following the timeout, Keandra Perry comes in and pops through the free throw. She completes the three-point play, and it's Mackenzie Smith checking in for her. Mineral Area College ladies all over Red Lake, 18-0. What a start by the Mac Lady Cardinals. Haley Winter going to check in. She came out for literally one second, and she's back to the scorers table. And now here's a drive right of the lane. Hayes actually does make the shot, but the foul comes before. She threw the shot up in the air, and the whistle goes on Mackenzie Smith, her first. So after setting out for about 15 game seconds, Haley Winter is back in. Red Lake back of the basketball. Played into Smith in the right corner. Smith plays to the top of the key, Greer. Greer hands it off to Jones. Both point guards in the ballgame at the same time now for Red Lake. And here's Greer ahead of the key. Back to Smith on the left wing. Skip pass over the top, down to the right corner, Haynes. Haynes now to Carney. Carney spins a 360, ducks inside, missed it. She gets her own rebound, missed it again. Oh, mercy.
There's a lid on that basket.
And the rebound ripped down by Tallien. 2 minutes remaining in our first quarter of play. It's been 8 minutes in this first quarter that Red Lake has not been able to hit a bucket. Out of the circle, Shiraka, 1-for-2 outside of the arc. Stop and go drive, plays to Winter. Haley slashing along the baseline, throws the ball down to the left corner. They're going to catch her for a charge. All right.
Okay.
Haley Carney.
Yep.
Absorbed that one. And Haley Winter has her first personal.
Do you think it's possible to go the whole first quarter and not give up a point?
I do. It's very improbable.
We got a minute and a half to go.
Okay, the countdown is on, yeah. Right? Now over to the left wing, Greer. Greer hands it off to Hayes. Hayes dribbles to the right wing, down to the right corner. Here's Jones with it. A minute 22 remaining in the first quarter. An 18-0 lead for the Mac Lady Cardinals. 7 seconds on the shot clock. They're going to score it.
Yep, that was a layup.
Callie Carney. It was like, Kevin, it was like the no-hitter. We shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah, you're right.
Now Winter plays to the free throw line. Tallien drives it. Winter just hands it to Shiraka.
She just says, here you go.
Shoot a three.
You shoot it. Your turn.
Shiraka bombs it in. Boy, she does have a terrific-looking shot.
Yes, she does.
Shiraka, though, 2-for-11 outside of the arc coming in, according to the stats.
Yeah, but we all knew she was a much better shooter than that. And she's showing it today.
Yeah, and she's doubled her three-point output. Winter leads the break to Shiraka, left side layup. Yes, ma'am! Shiraka's got 8. She averages 2.6.
Not a bad first quarter.
Boy, a terrific first quarter at Mineral Area College. All over Red Lake, 23-2. Crossover dribble by Jones. Gets to the middle, goes to the left hand. Terrific drive, couldn't finish. Gets her own rebound, though, and does stick it back in. Remy Jones with her first two. And 23-4, Mac on top. 12 seconds remaining first quarter. Haley Winter slashes toward the middle. She loses the dribble on the drive. And a ball is ripped away by Ren Lake. Up the floor they come, Hayes. Hayes driving it with 3-2, loses the dribble. Shiraka grabs a hold, and we've come to the end of our first quarter of play. And Mineral Area College, no sweat in this one. 23-4, all over Ren Lake. We're back with your second quarter in 1 minute on Supertalk 800.
Welcome back, stranger.
Thank you. I would love to catch up with the rest of the gang while I'm home.
Well, then join me on Thanksgiving Eve. I'm headed out to Twin Oaks Vineyard and Winery for the big Thanksgiving Eve celebration.
You know, with all the family and friends coming into town, sounds like it's a great time to get together, celebrate, and catch up.
Absolutely. Medallion will be playing, the best food around, your favorite Twin Oaks wine or signature drink, and there's always a large selection of beers, including Twin Oaks' own unique craft beers, and a full bar.
My favorite wine, good food, wineritas, craft beers, and a full bar, and all my favorite people. You know, I bet no matter what the weather outside, the weather at Twin Oaks Vineyard in the Glass House will be perfect.
Gather up some friends. The place to be this Thanksgiving Eve is Twin Oaks Vineyard and Winery, just outside of Farmington on Highway F. It's just a click away online at TwinOaksVineyardAndWinery.com or on Facebook.
Back to the Bob Sechrest Fieldhouse, 23-4, Mac all over Ren Lake. Last Sunday, Mac shot 60% to Ren Lake's 33%. In our first quarter, Mac shoots 57%, just about the same, and Ren Lake an abysmal 13%. They missed their first 13 field goals. No, missed their first 12. Then
right,
went 2-for-3, shooting 13%. Ball didn't go in the hole. You can do everything else right and it won't matter.
Yep.
So we've come to the end of the first frame. Remember, we've got Mineral Area College men's basketball tonight against Carl Sandburg. I think Carl Edwards, Carl's junior. I never remember their name. Carl Sandburg.
Carl
I have it
Sandburg.
Written down so I don't forget it right there.
Yeah, see, now it's the opposite. I kept thinking Ryan Sandburg.
Okay, no, that's, I was trying to remember what you were thinking last night. Between the two of us, see, that's
right.
Why you're here. Between the two of us,
right.
We're nearly a fully functioning human being.
Yeah. Yeah. When I heard him announce that game, I was like, surely we can beat him, you know.
Because he played baseball.
That's right.
23-4 the turnover by Ren Lake. Over to the left wing now. Here's Winter. Winter to the top of the key. Mackenzie Smith turns loose of a three. Ah, she airmailed that one. 23-4. It's out of bounds. Ren Lake has it back. Think the Missouri Tigers are going for two wins in a row today? I don't.
I know. I hate to say that.
They're at Tennessee.
That'd be something if they could pull that one off.
Yeah. We'll join them in progress after this one right here on Supertalk 800. Nice job by Winter. Almost looks like Winter is smiling at O'Neill as she's keeping her right in front. Here's a drive by Carney. Carney spins the lane, throws one up, difficult shot, missed it. Good strong rebound, though, by Rich, and she spins and fires it in. Freshman out of Johnston City, a six-foot freshman. It's one of the players Crystal Gundy says is young, but we really like her, and you can see why. This ball's tapped out of bounds and headed down the other way. Carney slapped it out as Coach Cuck slapped the table.
Yeah, I think he's disappointed that we're not getting some of those rebounds down there. We're giving up some of those offensive rebounds to Ren Lake, and they were able to put that one back in.
You know, Kevin, we looked at the numbers at the end of the first quarter. 57% as Winter pulls up and misfires on the 8-footer. 57% in the first quarter. Mack missed 4 layups.
Right,
I mean,
yeah, right.
That really should have been over 60%.
You're exactly right.
Now here's a spin at the right elbow, and they play it outside, and a good stop-and-go drive by Rich. He's held on the way in. That whistle goes against Julie Carswell, her first action. Just the first team foul whistled against Mack here in the second quarter. And really, that's the only difference I can think of, other than having an extra timeout in the quarter versus the halves, changing the rules, is that you reset the foul situation every quarter.
Right, right.
And there's kind of a movement to have the men's game go to quarters as well instead of halves. I'm kind of indifferent about it.
I'm the same way. Kind of indifferent, you know. Carswell does pick up her second foul in limited time so far.
Well, she did. She asked you back to them quick. First free throw missed by Paige Rich. Rich shooting 71% at the line, though, and she averages 8 attempts per game. She gets there very often and shoots 71%. This team, while they do have, man, she missed them both.
Yep.
While they do have shortcomings, they've shot free throws well this year at 71%, but not there. 23-6, Mack on top, out of the circle. Carswell's got it. Carswell just fouled, launches the three right there, missed it. Long rebound taken by Rich, and Rich going to find a point guard, Jones. Jones flies down the right side of the floor, looks for the drive, flies into the defense, plays it out to O'Neal, missed the three-pointer badly. The rebound and stick back will not fall for Carney, and Mack now fights for the rebound as it's taken away by Haley Winter. She also leads this team in rebounding, by the way, at 7.6.
What doesn't she do, huh?
I don't know. I haven't found one yet. There's a lob down underneath now, and the ball is poked away from Allie Golden in the ball game for the first time. Allie played well in the game up at Moberly against Red Lake, scored 14 and pulled down four rebounds.
Yeah, she's got a lot of potential. She's going to end up being one of those good players down the stretch that we're going to rely on.
To me, she's one of those players that has, she kind of has the full skill set. You know, there isn't anything she can't do on the floor. She can play underneath, she can run, she can shoot, she can pass.
Yep.
And Haley Winter's got a couple of turnovers. She held that one on her hip right there too long. Here comes Olivia White back in. Talk about it. Who played well last time? Olivia White pumped in 23 big ones.
She had a good start to this game too. So I look for her to keep that going.
Did everything but made shots.
Yeah.
She made her free throws, though, 3 of 4. Got 3 points. Run Lake, dribble weave handoff now. On the right wing, Hayes curls it back to the top to O'Neal. O'Neal dribbles to the right wing, plays down to the right corner. Jones clicks off a three and rattled it home.
They called it a two.
Oh, they did. Okay, so just a two. Had her toe on the arc. 23-8. Mineral Area College by 15. Lob underneath White. Hey, there's the turn and the score. She got one to fall down. Terrific seal that time. And then the lob entry right there.
Yes, it was.
Really the key, you want your post players, Kevin, and you'll know this because you're a big guy, is you want to work that defender up the lane a little bit. And that
exactly.
way you create that lob situation.
Yes, you got to create that room and then seal them where that pass comes in. It's all about your footwork and your legwork, and you whip that leg around him and seal him so you kind of hold him off with your behind and you go right up for the shot. She does a good job of that.
Yeah.
Kind of something funny about that last play. Coach Cuck was calling, timeout, and they didn't give it to him until after she made the basket because I was like, you know, they could have easily gave him the timeout right before that basket. But
you think he was happy that they didn't give it to him?
Well, he was happy there, but he wasn't happy in the play before that.
Right.
That's why he was calling timeout.
Yep. 25-8. Mack leads it. They led 18-0, and that's been hasn't been the largest advantage. They were up 19 for a moment at 23-4. That's been the largest lead, but yeah, the 18-0 start by Mineral Area College. Even better than the men's start.
That's right.
It's 13-0.
Anything they can do, we can do better, right?
Good competition. Now Red Lake has the basketball. Swing it to the right wing, O'Neal. She's outside of the arc. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Carey got her hands on the ball, but not enough as they send it down to the left corner. Was that a three?
Yes.
I think it was. Remy Jones. And now here the other way, Olivia White gets that early work done again. Glides down the floor, gets the layup on the right side. So missed a couple of shots early, but now she's done a nice job hitting her last two. 27-11. Mineral Area on top. 6.5 minutes remaining in this first half of play. There's a drive by Jones. Gets down to the left low block. Had the ball slapped right back to her, and then she tapped it out. So it's Mack basketball. Three Rivers going to be playing here in a little while. They'll play at right about 5 o'clock, and they'll play the team that the Mineral Area College men faced off against last night in Southeast Illinois. And there goes Olivia White again.
Yeah.
It isn't a matter of Red Lake stopping White. It's just whether she's going to make it or not.
Oh, exactly. Because she's really got the advantage of the height advantage down low. And is doing a good job of sealing off and getting those. That was a great pass from Laura Dick down there to spite her for the easy shot.
And 29-11. It's Mack by 18. O'Neal tries for a drive along the baseline. Turns back around. It was a good show that time by White. But Paige Rich tossed it right over the top of her and popped it in from 17. 29-13, Mack by 16 points. Left wing, Perry. Perry looking underneath for White. They run a double team at her that time, looking for the high-low. Ball deflected. White grabs the loose ball, fires it up mid-post left side, missed the shot. And the rebound coming away to Red Lake. Red Lake drives it down to the left low block, and the shot is blocked as O'Neal went up for it. Laura Dick went up and blocked it away. Her second block of the game. Haley Winter down the floor. So White to the trailer now. Head of the circle, Dick. And Haley Winter comes back to grab the ball on the right wing. Launches the three-pointer. Missed it. Battle for the rebounds. They're going to catch White for the foul there.
Yeah, it was tough. They were both battling for the foul. It looked like probably, I would say, Rich had the inside lane, and so they called Olivia White for going over the back.
Certainly had the better position there. Olivia Casey checks in for the first time. Olivia, 2.4 points per game. Known probably primarily for her three-point shooting, and is 4-for-9 this season. From outside of the arc, so good percentage. See her get more of those shots away. Now ahead of the circle, O'Neal. O'Neal swings to the right wing, and Haley Potter's in the ballgame for the first time. Over to the left corner, O'Neal's got it back. O'Neal sends it mid-post, left side. The drive by Rich. I think they're going to catch White for the foul.
Yeah.
Boy, two quick ones for her.
That's unfortunate because she's really got the big advantage in this game. And so with her getting those two fouls, but what she did is she put her hands on her. And when you got someone driving down the lane, you cannot put your hands on them like that.
So White forced to come out. Hannah Tallene checks back in. Remy Jones dribbling at the head of the circle. 4:43 and counting down in our first half of play. Entry pass, Carney, high post, right side, ball slapped away. Winters got it. Winter lost it, and Perry retrieves the loose ball. Perry puts it in the left hand now. Flies down the floor, and they lob it down underneath. And hey, say White comes out, Tallene comes in. We'll still throw it down underneath.
Right.
Hannah Tallene gets her first deuce, averaging just under 5 per game. Good work by Tallene. Once again, the nice assist by the Lady Cardinals. They're averaging 20 assists per ball game, and I think a longtime mark of a Gary Coach-coached team is the ability and the willingness to share that basketball.
Yeah, definitely an unselfish play, and we saw that just a few minutes ago when Haley Winter gave it to Strachan and said, here, you shoot it, which he could easily shot.
Callie Carney was down underneath. She was fouled by Perry, and so as she misses the free throw, the Cardinals have two starters with two fouls. Olivia White exited just a moment ago. Now it's Perry. And Carney missed the first. Back at the free throw line to take the second. And misses that one too. It's a good free throw shooting team, but they've not done that today. The rebound is taken down by Casey. Left wing Winter. Pump fake on the three. Spin it around the right side. Casey looking to the right. Player was covered up. Nice pass underneath. And then the wraparound on the reverse layup by Winter. And another great assist by the team.
That was a great play. It was a good pass. And what English she put on the ball to spin it back off the backboard straight down through the bottom of the hoop.
The drive, the draw, and the dish from Casey. Yeah. And then the reverse layup by Winter to close it out. And another turnover by Ren Lake as the MAC defense clamps down. Winter comes up the floor. It's a 20-point lead for Mineral Area College, their largest of the ball game, and a long two-point shot right there by Haley Winter. They just didn't come out on her, and she's fine.
Well, they came out, and then Haley kind of dribbled out kind of almost to half court and did a nice little crossover, got by her, and then thought, well, I'll just pull up right here and take this long two-point shot.
I thought it was going to be a three for a moment, but just inside of the arc. Red Lake basketball, MAC on top by 22. 3 minutes remaining in the first half. MAC was leading this team last Sunday by 30 points at the break. At the free throw line, Jones is surrounded, finally turns it loose, and it's a desperation shot at the final tick of the shot clock by Potter. Misses the rim, and the shot clock goes off, so MAC will take it out of bounds along the baseline. I'll set the lineup for you. You've got Casey, Moon, Winter, Tallene's out there, along with Laura Dick. Good first half by Olivia White. She's got 9 points. She's on the bench, though. And there's a lob down underneath. Oh, Tallene had it deep again and just missed the shot.
I tell you what, if we make all those shots and we're getting under the basket, we'd be up by at least 10, 12 more points.
More mic and drill, huh?
Yeah.
There's a spin along the baseline. Smith, another turnover. Winter rips it off. Winter shifts into second gear. It's a 3-on-1. Up ahead, Moon. Moon to the right side, off the window, misses another layup. Plays it back outside to Winter. We got to be up to 6 or 7 layups right now. They just haven't fallen down.
A lot of point-blank shots missed here today.
Great sharing of the basketball. Terrific passing. Just got to finish some of those. Now over to the left wing. Head of the circle, Winter. Nice grab by Winter. Resets the feet and throws up the three. Well, nuts to the two-footers. Let's take it out by 20
right.
feet.
That's right.
Haley Winter's got 10. That was a difficult shot, too, because she caught that off balance, then reset her feet. The defense never came out to clear out. So, once again, Haley just says, I'll take the jumper.
Yeah.
And a skip pass is thrown out of bounds. Mac has it back. The lead is swelled at 25. 38-13. It was 52 22, the first time these two played, just a week ago.
Well, you can definitely tell Mac is the better of the two teams here, for sure. They definitely have some they outsize them, you know, with Olivia White's in there, and Hannah Talene's in there.
Better organization.
Yeah, right.
Over to the right wing. There's a pass underneath Talene. Coming around from the right side. A little body English by Haley Winter. I think she willed that one in.
Well, she's feeling it today.
Mid-post right side, rattled home the 11-footer. She leaned over to her left and convinced the ball to go in right there. Here's a drive to the free throw line. Hayes is knocked off of her pins and goes down. Sharaka going to check back in. Trying to look to see who that foul was on. Haven't displayed it yet.
Casey, they gave that foul to Casey.
Casey, that's right. So Casey's got her first. And at the free throw line, it's Peyton Hayes who's knocked down on the drive. And she knocks down the first free throw as well. She's got her first point. Peyton averages 7.2 on the year. Only two team fouls by Ren Blake for the first half. Hayes misses the second free throw, but the rebound is taken down by Ren Blake. Carney can't hit the follow, and then they'll swing it outside and try a three, and Mickey O'Neill puts that one down. All right, well, same idea then. 40-17, Mac leads it here. And 55 seconds remaining in our first half of play. Was that a three-second violation, Kevin? Or was that
I believe it was. Yeah. Had a good entry pass into Hannah Tooley and thought she might shoot it. She turned around, flipped it out, and I think they called it a three-second call.
50 seconds remaining, first half. Wow, what a defensive effort by the Cardinals, allowing only 17 first-half points here by Ren Blake with 42 seconds remaining. Nice closeout by Casey, but that time Hayes goes by her, and then Hayes once again fouled and could go to the free-throw line.
Yeah, Sroka there just kind of reached out and fouled her there. She should have kind of moved her feet a little bit more, got over, played a little bit better defense there. Not a great defensive effort for Sroka at that point.
Lending truth to the adage that great defense plays with your feet, not your hands.
Exactly.
Hayes rattles home the free throw. She's got two, and she's 2 of 3 from the foul line. Hayes 4 for 6 from the foul line coming into the game. And 40-18, Mac on top. Hayes hits them both. Her name is Peyton. It's actually spelled P-A-E-T-Y-N, kind of a different way. 40-19, Mac leads it with half a minute remaining in the first half. Head of the circle, this is Shelby Moon out of Neelyville, Missouri. Shelby's got 2 points in the game. Right wing, Sharaka. Sharaka to the head of the circle, Casey. She can shoot that three, but he missed it short that time. 19 seconds remaining, and the rebound comes down to Ren Blake. Sharaka plays defense in the backcourt. 14-6 left. O'Neill, right wing, throws it down underneath now, and a spin move to the bucket, and a nifty play by Callie Carney. I think that's the best offensive move we've seen by them the whole first half. And 40-21, Mac, launch one. Nope, they won't get it thrown up there quite in time. So we've come to the break. And Mineral Area College leads it 40-21 with the final 7 points of the first half scored by Ren Blake. We'll have your halftime show coming up in 2 minutes right here on Supertalk 800 KREI.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. We are celebrating all first responders now through November the 26th.
10% of your purchase will be donated to your choice of fire department, ambulance, EMT, or police department. We have 2 years with 0% financing.
We are thankful for you, first responders.
So if you're a first responder, you'll get 10% off of your purchase. And we'll donate 10% to the department of your choice.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
You already know State Farm agent Chris Morrison's office as the place to turn for your insurance and financial needs. Now that place has changed to 316 West Columbia Street in Farmington. But while the location may not be the same, the commitment of Chris and his team is as strong as ever. So whether you already know Chris or just want the one-of-a-kind service of a State Farm agent, give him a call at 573-756-1900 or stop by and see him at his new location.
Hi, this is Chris. Come visit us at our new location in downtown Farmington at 316 West Columbia Street.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. We are celebrating all first responders now through November the 26th.
10% of your purchase will be donated to your choice of fire department, ambulance, EMT, or police department. We have 2 years with 0% financing.
We are thankful for you, first responders.
So if you're a first responder, you'll get 10% off of your purchase. And we'll donate 10% to the department of your choice.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
Thanks for joining us. Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse this afternoon right here on Supertalk 800 KREI. We are at the half as the Mineral Area College ladies lead Red Lake 40-21. We'll hit some of the numbers a little bit later on our halftime show. But let's go ahead and tell you that the Mineral Area College volleyball team finished play at the national tournaments this afternoon. And they came in 10th in the country, 2 up and 2 down at the national tournament in Casper, Wyoming. And so great job by the Mineral Area College volleyball team. It was a tough one today. They went 5 sets and they were hoping for 9th place, but a great match. They just fell at Tyler, Texas for that 10th place.
Yeah, they looked really good. They were pretty strong right off the bat and just kind of fell there at the end. But, boy, you can't complain, can you? Tied for the best finish in school history, so we'll take that.
We will take it. On J98 this afternoon, we're broadcasting the Class 1 state semifinal, and that game is at Valley Catholic between a couple of programs steeped in tradition. Of course, Valley has the most state titles of any school in Missouri State High School history. And this is a game between the last two, or rather the state championship game from a year ago, where Valley beat Penny. I'll tell you how good Penny has been, though, in the last decade. They had consecutive years where they won Class 1 1 year. They moved up to Class 2 the next year and won the state title in Class 2 that year. So a tremendous program, and those two teams are tied right now in the middle of the second quarter, 6-6. You can listen to that game on J98 The Boot. Coming up tonight, the Mineral Area College Cardinals will play Carl Sandburg. The Chargers falling by about 20 points last night to Three Rivers College. And Mac, I thought, looked terrific last night in their victory. Now, it's Three Rivers and Mineral Area. They just swapped the teams that they're playing against today. Three Rivers beating Carl Sandburg yesterday, so Three Rivers will play Mineral Area's opponent, Southeast Illinois, tonight at 5 o'clock, and then the Mac men will go against Carl Sandburg tonight at 7 o'clock or whenever it works out. But Carl Sandburg's got some big dudes. They've got a pretty good distribution of scoring, They've got a guy named Shane Maple that leads them in scoring at 15 points a game. They've got Matt Wendling in their guard at 12.4. They've got a big guy in Darius Owsley at 6'9". So they've got some bodies out there, a program that went 16-16 last year, but they're only 2-5 this year. Mineral Area, though, 6-0 on the season. And if you had to pick somebody that would lead Mac in scoring on a certain night, you would probably pick Zach Cuthbertson. But if you told me I could either take Cuthbertson or take the field, I'd take the field.
Yeah, I would too, because they've got several players that can do it. And you're right, Zach would probably be the person I would pick too. But picks number 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 are all going to be pretty much about the same. And in fact, they play 10 deep, and really.
Truly.
So they they're all good. I mean, as far as points per game and things like that, it's pretty even. I mean, all the way down, it's pretty even.
And no, we're not talking the top five, like you said, 10 deep.
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you what, give me number 7 and I'll be happy with that.
So we'll be on the air tonight. As long as the Three Rivers game ends up in time, we'll be on the air about 6:45, right around there, with your pregame show tonight as Mac plays Carl Sandburg and the Mineral Area College men, 6-0 on the season. All right, our halftime score, 40-21. And Mineral Area College all over the visitors from Red Lake. We'll go through your halftime scoring and some of the other stats coming up in 2 minutes on SuperTalk 800.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. We are celebrating all first responders now through November the 26th.
10% of your purchase will be donated to your choice of fire department, ambulance, EMT, or police department. We have 2 years with 0% financing.
We are thankful for you, first responders.
So if you're a first responder, you'll get 10% off of your purchase. And we'll donate 10% to the department of your choice.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Are you looking for someone that can repair your driveway? Or how about finish that block wall you just don't have time to finish? Larry Giger Construction can help you get the job done in a fast and timely manner. Larry Giger Construction can help you with all your concrete, flat work, and block wall work needs. You won't be disappointed when you call Larry. 314-402-3687. Serving St. Francis, St. Genevieve, and Jefferson counties for a free estimate.
We're open.
What's open?
Flex Equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over 3 generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ledington is now open today.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said the new Ledington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ledington exit, Highway 67. Flex Equipment, let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Ledington.
Or online at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a 1-acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fleegs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67. In Ledington.
All right, let's run through the scoring and some of the other numbers here at the half as Mineral Area College leads Rend Lake 40-21 on SuperTalk 800. And for Rend Lake, they get 4 points from Paige Rich. They get 4 points from Callie Carney. 7 points for Remy Jones to lead them. Peyton Hayes scores 3. And Mickey O'Neill knocked in a 3 for the Warriors. The Mineral Area College Cardinals are led by Haley Winter with 12 points. Olivia White has 9. Dominika Shiraka came in a couple of threes and a layup. Give her 8. DeAndre Perry scores 3. Hannah Tallini with a pair. Rhoda Dick scores 4. And Shelby Moon scores 2. The Mineral Area, I was just talking to Roy Henson. He came over. He runs there isn't anything he doesn't do. He runs the music over here. That's his claim to fame right now. But Roy said, if we'd hit a layup, and he's right.
Right.
We missed 6 layups, right. And we still shot 53%.
So yeah.
We'd probably be over 60%. Hit a few layups. So 16 for 30 for Mineral Area. Red Lake actually got off one more shot. It just didn't seem like it. They were 8 for 31, so shot 26% there. Red Lake 2 for 8 outside of the arc. Mineral Area shot really well outside of the arc, though. 4 for 10 in the first half. And then Mack was 4 for 5 at the line, and Ren Lake was 3 for 8 at the line. The rebounding, just about even. 21 rebounds for Mack, 20 rebounds for Ren Lake. And Haley Winter led the way in rebounding with 6.
It's kind of amazing, isn't it, that she's able to lead in rebounding. And she's basically your point guard out there.
It just doesn't seem like she ought to be doing that.
No, when you got Olivia White out there at 6'3", and some other Hannah Toline and Julie Carswell and some of those other taller girls down low, you think they might be leading in rebounds. But Haley Winter, our point guard.
13 assists for Mack and 5 for, or 6 for the visitors from Ren Lake. Now, the leading assist person, Laura Dick, with 5. Haley Winter has 3. She probably should have 6, though.
Yeah, she should have. Yeah, she said, 3 in a row to Olivia White down there. Yep. Just good to quiet finish it down there.
Olivia White, the first one back out. She's going to work on those layups,
yep.
Presumably.
Tell you what, she takes her time, takes that ball in the basket. She's going to hit those. She sometimes gets in kind of a hurry and sometimes kind of fades away from the basket. She takes it strong, takes her time. She's hard to stop. I mean, I really think she's got potential to be our best player on this team.
Yeah, she's athletic, that's for sure. Yeah. The turnover situation, pretty good, pretty clean first half. 8 turnovers for Ren Lake, only 5 for Mack. That's a good number. You get around 10 for a game, and that's super clean basketball.
We remember those first couple games when we were getting 20 upper 20s.
28 in that first one.
That's right.
You're right. All right, so 40-21, our halftime score. The Mineral Area College Cardinals leading by 19 points. We've got your second half in 2 minutes on KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. We are celebrating all first responders now through November the 26th.
10% of your purchase will be donated to your choice of fire department, ambulance, EMT, or police department. We have 2 years with 0% financing.
We are thankful for you, first responders.
So if you're a first responder, you'll get 10% off of your purchase. And we'll donate 10% to the department of your choice.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Are you looking for someone that can repair your driveway? Or how about finish that block wall you just don't have time to finish? Larry Giger Construction can help you get the job done in a fast and timely manner. Larry Giger Construction can help you with all your concrete, flat work, and block wall work needs. You won't be disappointed when you call Larry. 314-402-3687. Serving St. Francis, St. Genevieve, and Jefferson counties for a free estimate.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.
The Class 1 state semifinal football game on J98. Good contest. And it looks like Benny just scored to go ahead there, Kevin.
Yeah, it looks like a 63-yard run with about 4 minutes to go in the first half. On a second and 24, they failed on the two-point conversion to take the lead at 12-6.
You can listen to that on J98. Little nugget for you, a little piece of trivia. You probably know this. You know why the high school is called Penny?
I do not.
It's in Hamilton, but that's where J.C. Penny's from. High school is called Penny.
I did not know
there
that.
There you go. Yeah, a major friend.
There you go.
Mack leading at 40-21 as we start the second half of play. And they've got the basketball. Ball putting it. Second half start goes to Laura Dick. You've got Perry out there. Moon, of course, Winter. And Olivia White back on the floor as well. White in a triple team spins it back outside. And the three-pointer up by Laura Dick. The shot missed, but I love the way Olivia White immediately felt the triple team and immediately got it to the shooter. play by her. So Red Lake looking for the first score of the second half. That's O'Neill. Enters it, gets it right back. She's on the right wing. O'Neill puts it on the hardwood now. Flips it to Jones over on the left wing. Jones dribbles back up between the circles, and the shot clock's down to 10. Over to the left wing, O'Neill kicks it down to the left corner. Here's Haynes, back to O'Neill. Steps through the defender, pulls up within 18 feet. Shot won't go, ball on the deck. First player down there gets it, and apparently the shot never hit the rim. The shot clock expires.
No, it's good defense to be able to play with that tenacity all the way through the shot clock.
It was kind of a wild shot. 40-21, Mack by 19. Between the circles, here's Winter now. Winter pushes it right wing, that's to Moon. Moon's outside of the arc, dribbles it back up to the head of the circle, popping out to Winter along the right baseline. Olivia White turns to her left, shoots it over that right shoulder, missed it, and coming out of the pack with a rebound, I'm not sure how, is Laura Dick. Head of the circle, Winter. They're going to try to repost White, get it to her, puts it on the hardwood, and tried to lob it to the corner, but the ball is intercepted by O'Neill. O'Neill fires it up the floor. Ball loose for a moment, regained by Jones. Jones dribbling it. Perry watching her there. Half-court man pressure by Mineral Area. Down to the left corner, that's to Jones. Jones eyes the defender. Perry not allowing anything to snap off there, and Rich airmails one from 18. But Jones scoops in to get the rebound. She shoots an air ball as well. And the rebound gathered in by White. White to Winter now. Haley Winter up the floor. Eyes forward, scanning the floor ahead. White calling for it. Can't get it to her on that angle. Now around to Perry. Perry driving down the middle of the lane now. Cradles it. Goes off the window. Tough drive by Perry. Keandra has 5 points. You don't see that on the women's side a lot. You see it on the men's side where they'll drive in the lane, cradle the ball like a running back, and then scoop it and score it. But she did that.
Well,
that,
what a great play. She came through the lane to the other side, cradled it, but you know, so the defense couldn't get a hold of it. Came out, scooped it, kind of a little scoop shot on the right side, and in for the basket.
Really nice play. And then the ball goes out of bounds off of Rend Lake, and Mack will have it back. 42-21, and Mineral Area College has doubled up visitors from Rend Lake here. They led it 35-13 at one point. Perry drives the left baseline. Nice idea on the shot, but she left it short. Got her own rebound, finds Moon. Moon looked for a backhanded pass down underneath there to White, but too close to make that pass.
Yeah,
right,
tried to get a little too fancy. Kind of came across and kind of throwing the ball out of bounds there.
Let's thank a few sponsors now that we have a moment during this timeout. I want to thank Hubs Pub for sponsoring our coverage of Mineral Area College Athletics, First State Community Bank, and Farmington and Park Hills, and Bloomsdale Bank of Bloomsdale and St. Genevieve. Let's step aside for 30 seconds right here on KREI.
Welcome back, stranger.
Thank you. I would love to catch up with the rest of the gang while I'm home.
Well, then join me on Thanksgiving Eve. I'm headed out to Twin Oaks Vineyard and Winery for the big Thanksgiving Eve celebration.
You know, with all the family and friends coming into town, sounds like it's a great time to get together, celebrate, and catch up.
Absolutely. Medallion will be playing, the best food around, your favorite Twin Oaks wine or signature drink, and there's always a large selection of beers, including Twin Oaks' own unique craft beers and a full bar.
My favorite wine, good food, wineritas, craft beers, and a full bar, and all my favorite people. You know, I bet no matter what the weather outside, the weather at Twin Oaks Vineyard in the Glasshouse will be perfect.
Gather up some friends. The place to be this Thanksgiving Eve is Twin Oaks Vineyard and Winery, just outside of Farmington on Highway F. It's just a click away online at TwinOaksVineyardAndWinery.com or on Facebook.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. We are celebrating all first responders now through November the 26th.
10% of your purchase will be donated to your choice of fire department, ambulance, EMT, or police department. We have 2 years with 0% financing.
We are thankful for you, first responders.
So if you're a first responder, you'll get 10% off of your purchase. And we'll donate 10% to the department of your choice.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
42-21, a turnover by Rend Lake, and then a miss by Mineral Area College. Rend Lake has it. Crystal Gundy has to duck over there. That one, Fonker in the noggin has it. Whistled out of bounds, tapped out by Mack, and Rend Lake has it. Mack trying to even the mark up at 3-3. If they do so, two of their three wins will be against Rend Lake. And there's a drive by Rich. She's cut off quickly, though. throws it to Hayes. Hayes outside of the arc to Carney, and then down underneath on the right low block. Turnaround jumper won't fall for Carney. Winter comes out of the pack. Throws a bullet up the floor to White, and she throws it off the window in too much of a rush. And missed it. Rebound, though, is a long one, and Moon scoops in to grab a hold of that one. Sends it back out to Winter. Winter operates the offense in the half court. Keeps the dribble alive now. Behind the back she goes, and it tosses it down underneath to White. Turnaround jumper that falls through. Good soft touch. Olivia White has 11, and that's her first bucket in the second half. 44-21. The halftime score was 40-21. And there's a jumper that is missing. The rebound sent back outside. O'Neal misses the three. Another offensive board. And Rich is fouled on the stick back attempt. Foul goes against Olivia White. That's her third. And Tallene will check in for her. So Max started out the ball game on an 18-0 run. They've started out the second half by disallowing a point by Renlake for the first 4 minutes, 17 seconds before the free throw goes in by Rich. She's got five. Rich back to the stripe, dips it, flips it, and she hits it. Paige Rich has six. 5:42 remaining in our third quarter, 44-23. And it's Mac basketball. They'll put Winter off the ball right here. Moon sends it to her. A good pass to the left short corner, and then even a better pass to the middle to Tallene, but Tallene misses the five-footer. Rebound, Renlake. Work it out to Jones. Jones, crossover dribble, gets to the left hand, spins the 360, right side of the paint. Whoa!
That was a good play, right?
That's highlight real material. I mean, Jones has nine. My goodness. Every now and again, Renlake has a flash of greatness. Redlake in the half court, man set right here. Tallene sets up shop right low block. And a poor pass that time as Dick sailed that one over the top of the Cutter Perry. He didn't have much of a chance to gather that one in. 44-25. Lead is 19 for Mack. One hand to crossover by Jones. Right to the left. She expected the zig by her teammate. She got the zag, but fortunately for her, the Cardinals slapped it out as Shiraka checks in for Moon. Renlake going to put it in play, deep left corner. Renlake working it right to left here in the second half. Mack left to right, turnaround jumper, left low baseline. O'Neal missed it. Tallene grabs the rebound, and Winter comes out of the pack with it. Winter in control with the right hand. There's the reach by Callie Carney. Second foul on Carney. Winter always plays the game at her pace. She goes quick, but she doesn't ever hurry. You know, she just, nobody ever speeds her up.
Right.
Shiraka sends it down underneath Tallene. Turnaround jumper, bingo. Nice shot.
Very nice.
Tallene sunk that one. Nice looking shot, 46-25. Mack leads. That was a pretty good foul. Who was that?
I think it
was
Laura
Dick.
Dick. Yeah.
She got her money's worth, I think, on that one.
Yeah.
So the foul on Dick. That's her second. And it's Renlake basketball. Renlake runs a nifty out-of-bounds play, and Dick fouls again. So two fouls by her in the last 2 seconds. And Allie Golden going to be checking in alongside Jolie Carswell. So the free throw line goes Callie Carney. Carney has 4 points in the game. She's 0-for-2 from the foul line. Carney averaging 10.6 points per game. And really had a nice game. The first time these two met last week, she scored 17. She's got point number 5 there. Tallene will check out along with Dick. 46-26 at the Mack by 20. Carney the line that shoots this one hard against the back iron. Battle for the board. Tapped out by Renlake. It'll be Mack basketball. So Carney, 1-for-4 from the foul line today. Here comes Haley Winter. Winter sends it over to the right wing. Quick bouncer down underneath to Tallene. Nice idea by Shiraka moving the ball quickly. And Tallene is fouled as she tries to wade her way inside. foul going on Carney. So Carswell will shoot some free throws, and she's looking for her first made free throw of the season, and can't get it there. 0 for 3 this year. I think the first one going in is right here. Here comes Jolie, up and in. There you go. Carswell averaging 8.6 points per game. 47-26. Mineral Area by 21 points. We've got the men's game yet to come tonight. Kickoff for Mizzou football at 2:30. We'll get you there as soon as we can after the game. Air ball shot up there by O'Neill. Perry comes out of the back, got a 3-on-2. Right side, gliding in for the layup on the right side. Missed by Golden. She had it blocked away. And Mickey O'Neill now is coming out of the pack. She's got a 4-on-1, and O'Neill has the ball slapped away from her by Winter, but she gets it back and lays it in. That's Jones for the score right there. It's amazing. They had a 4-on-1, and Winter actually got the deflection there.
That's good play by Winter.
Yeah. Sharaka pump fake on the three and drive down the middle of the lane. Goes to Tallien right baseline. Sharaka's moved the ball well in the last few possessions.
Yes, she has. And a nice little basket there by Carswell.
It was Carswell. I think I said Tallien. Misspoke there. Carswell gets the bucket. 49-28, back by 21 points. It's kind of been the working margin here in the second half. Jones fires up the triple. Missed it. Winter with the rebound. She's got Perry wide open up the floor. Throws a baseball pass. And lays it up on the right side. Another assist from Haley Winter.
Yeah, it's a great pass. I mean, you know, you see those long passes. Sometimes those are hard to execute. And she's done a great job executing those long passes.
You ever see those full court, link to the floor, underhanded passes by Pistol Pete Berevich?
Yeah, right.
Those were amazing. She didn't do that.
No.
But just made me think of it. First jumper's missed. Backside rebound, Carney. It's a good tough play. She throws it off the window for two.
Yeah, she kind of muscled Winter out of the lane there and got that basket.
51-30, Mac by 21. And it's 2:20 remaining in this third quarter play. Perry drives it in and scores it. Good tough play by Perry.
Yeah.
She's got 9. She's done some nice things today.
I like her. I think she's got some great ball handling ability. And she does a great job of driving in and shooting those little floaters.
Here's a shot that Carney tries to wedge past the defense. Can't do it. Winter now navigating, sailing through traffic. And at the last moment, throws it over there to Golden. And Golden had a chance at a layup but couldn't hang on to it. Now Jones doing a little cherry picking. She'll come up the floor, missed the layup. Carswell fighting for the rebound, but taken back by Jones. Missed that layup. Who's it off of? Mac. It'll be Red Lake basketball.
Yeah, she took a page out of Mac's book. Mac generally has been kind of doing a pretty good job of getting back or beating the defense back. That time she beat Mac's defense back and was able to get an easy shot. However, she missed it. But they still now have retained possession of the ball.
Yep. 53-30. And Mineral Area really not challenged anywhere along the line. They get up 18-0, and they've had a wide margin the entire time. Red Lake playing a sturdier second half than they did the first half, just like the first meeting. And Hayes bounces in a three-point make, her first field goal of the day. 53-33, Mac by 20. Perry works to the head of the circle. Carswell, left wing, Sharaka. Sharaka drives it in, goes for the left side, and just rims it through. Dominika's got 10.
Having a nice game. I like it.
She kind of stretched that defense with two threes, and once you do that and the defense comes out on you, you just do a little pump fake, and they have to respect it. You can drive it in. And not only the scoring, but she's passed the ball well. She's moved it well today.
Yeah, it's got a good sense of the game. Zen rhythm. Played well.
She understands anything that coaches tell her?
She does. sometimes she may act like she does.
I say that because she's from Russia.
Yes.
Folks. That's not
us. And you talk to her. It's
plenty intelligent.
Yes. it's interesting to have a conversation with her, too, because you know, she's kind of slow and deliberate with her talking. But
because I couldn't go to any other country and understand
anything.
No,
I couldn't either.
55-33. Mac leads it here. Brianna Smith checks in. First time we've seen her in the second half. Head of the circle, Moon. Moon now swings it to Smith on the right wing. Head of the circle, Carswell. Sharaka's now got it once again on that left wing. Curling around Moon. Good play. Driving down the left side. Missed it. But on the right side, the rebound ripped down by Golden. Good work by Golden. Back to Moon. Lay it in. Great rebound. What a movement there.
Yeah, great rebound by Golden, and a fine Moon again on that shot for an easy layup.
A wide open three this time, but it's a deep one by O'Neal. Missed it badly, airmailed it, and Moon now heads it up the floor to Shiraka. Pass intended for the right wing, and Aisha Greer got over there to just tip it out of bounds. 57-33. Mineral Area College leads. Mac won the previous meeting by 25, 87-62. Here's Moon now, scored it last time down. Dribble weave handoff, gets to the left corner, Carswell, wouldn't go. Rebound rattling around, I think it hit three people's heads, and then Shiraka kind of tried to hustle to get over there. Wrong place, wrong time, picks up her second foul. 57-33, Mineral Area College by 24 points, 19 seconds remain in the third quarter. Ball put in play to Greer. Greer to the left wing. That's to Smith. Head of the circle now. And they find Tori Carter in the ball game for the first time. Work it to O'Neal now. Lob underneath. And they lobbed it to Moon, but she couldn't hold on. Slipped through her fingers. Got to O'Neal, who scored it right before the buzzer. 57-35. Mineral Area taking a 22-point lead into the fourth quarter. And we'll have it for you after this one-minute timeout on KREI Farmington.
Welcome back, stranger.
Thank you. I would love to catch up with the rest of the gang while I'm home.
Well, then join me on Thanksgiving Eve. I'm headed out to Twin Oaks Vineyard and Winery for the big Thanksgiving Eve celebration.
You know, with all the family and friends coming into town, sounds like it's a great time to get together, celebrate, and catch up.
Absolutely. Medallion will be playing, the best food around, your favorite Twin Oaks wine or signature drink, and there's always a large selection of beers, including Twin Oaks' own unique craft beers and a full bar.
My favorite wine, good food, wineritas, craft beers, and a full bar, and all my favorite people. You know, I bet no matter what the weather outside, the weather at Twin Oaks Vineyard in the Glasshouse will be perfect.
Gather up some friends. The place to be this Thanksgiving Eve is Twin Oaks Vineyard and Winery, just outside of Farmington on Highway F. It's just a click away online at twinoaksvineyardandwinery.com or on Facebook.
Mineral Area College taking a 22-point lead into the fourth quarter against Red Lake. We'd like to thank Lambert's Cafe for sponsoring our coverage of Mineral Area College basketball, along with Patterson Well Drilling, Farmers Mutual Insurance of St. Genevieve, and Mineral Area College right here at Park Hills. Mac is shooting an even 50% for the game, 24 for 48, and Red Lake shooting 26%, 13 for 50. Ren College 3 for 13 outside of the arc, and Mac is 4 for 11 outside of the arc. They were 4 for 10 at the half, so 0 for 1 here in the second half. Boy, the water is parted for O'Neal, but she missed the left side layup, and Perry grabs a hold of the rebound on the backside. Perry nearly palmed it, then she turned it over. Ball slapped away by Winter, then slapped back by O'Neal. Four changes of possession in 2 seconds right there. O'Neal going to set up shop in the half court now. O'Neal, dribble weave handoff, and gives it to Jones. Jones going to hand it back off to Hayes. Dribble weave high, now right wing pass to Rich. Rich going over to the left wing. Hayes is outside of the arc. Eyed the three, turned it down. 9 on the shot clock. Crossover dribble by Jones. She tried to play it her way in from that right elbow. And the foul on the whistle going against Perry, her third.
Shovel Moon.
Oh, Moon. Thank you, Kevin. I saw the official put one finger up, and I didn't wait for the second one to come up. It was 1-1 instead of 1.
Yep.
So the second one on Moon. Coach Skaggs indicating how I should have looked at that. He's right. Here's a tough shot and a double team by Carney. Misses that one. Rebound by Perry. Apparently walked with it. 9 minutes left in our ball game. If you want to enjoy a full day of hoops, so we've got a little bit left in this one. And then Three Rivers playing Southeast Illinois coming up at 5 o'clock. And then the Mineral Area Cardinals men will be playing tonight coming up at 7 o'clock against Carl Sandburg. Ryan Sandburg. Whichever way. 57-35. Back cut now. Here's Winter. Winter curls it around to Perry. Out of the circle now. It's Laura Dick. She looked for the pass, and then she just decided to take some steps.
Yeah, got kind of a little choppy with her feet there. She's getting ready to make that pass.
At last check, it was Hamilton Denny leading Valley Catholic on J98, 12-6.
Yep, halftime.
It's a halftime score. Good game. There's a lob down underneath now, and another layup missed, this time by Hayes. Winter gets it on the outlet. Boy, she never, ever dribbles where her eyes aren't completely down the floor.
It's a sign of a good player right there.
Yeah. Perry drives it in. Airmailed it. Got her own rebound. Plays to Moon. Moon from 17 feet straight on. Missed that one. Rattled in and out. And then the rebound ripped down by Rich. Rich goes to Jones. Jones up the floor. And that's where O'Neal's hanging out. O'Neal just slams right over the top.
Nice
of
job.
A Mineral Area College Cardinal. That was Laura Dick.
Laura Dick taking that charge. Nice job.
Huge collision there. That'll be a foul on O'Neal. Just her first. 8:05 on this fourth quarter clock. 57-35, Mack by 22. Not a lot of drama in this game, but no fun one. Here's Bob. Winter, bullet pass. That's to Moon. Two-handed chest pass. Moon guarded tightly, looking for the drive, and works it inside her. Tries to White. She mishandles it, and Jones grabs the loose ball. Nice bouncer to the right side now. And it's a stop by Carney as she tried to go up with it. Shot is blocked. She's tied up. We're going the other way. Mack ball.
Nice job, Haley Winter, to come in there and have her hands there where she can tie up that shot and get the ball coming our way now.
He'll talk a lot about her intangibles. She's got lots of good tangibles, too.
Yep.
Now Winter drives it. And Perry now. Outside of the arc on the left side. Moon curling around. That's that play we saw earlier.
Yeah.
That works well. She goes from the left low block all the way around to the top of the key to the left low block there, or right low block all the way around. And another layup that time by Shelby Moon. I like that play. Half a dozen for Shelby, averaging 6.2 on the year. 59-35. Mineral Area College squarely in charge here. Hayes utilizes a screen, drives it to the right elbow, kicks to the right corner. Jones misses a three. Winter grabs it, and Jones tried to tackle her and couldn't do it, but she did foul her, though. First one on Remy Jones. Timeout on the floor, 59-35. It's all Mack. 7:09 remaining in the fourth. Back in a minute on Supertalk 800.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
We're back in the studio. Engineering and operating our game this afternoon. 59-35, our score. The Mineral Area College ladies, they jumped out 18-0. And essentially, that was your ball game. And Mack now trying to finish strong here. 7:09 remaining in the fourth. Haley Winter controlling the basketball. For the Cardinals. Bullet pass down to the right side. Ball in the hands of Dick. Now they'll swing it around to the left side. Perry has an open three. They won't guard her. And she says, swish!
You know, she's been doing such a good job of driving the ball. They were hanging off, anticipating that drive. So she said, well, if you're going to hang off like that, I'll just shoot this one. And swishes it.
Rindlick hasn't closed out very well. They haven't guarded shooters very well today. Now a drive and a left-handed hook shot by Jones that won't fall. Perry for Perry, that was only her sixth three-point attempt on the year. She's made three of them. Winter, trapped in the backcourt, flies it across to Moon. Moon sails it over to Dick. Dick now in the left corner, and a long jumper on the left baseline. Hey, feed her while she's on, huh? Keandra Perry has 14. Perry has more than doubled up her season's average, averaging 6.2 on the year. 64-35, Mack with its largest lead of 29 points. Down to the left corner, Jones, either a walk or a hold. They're going to say a foul.
Yeah, I think Shelby Moon, again, used her hands as she drove by her.
And that is the third on Shelby. Mackenzie Smith checks in. Shelby Moon going to check out along with Olivia White and Laura Dick. Remaining on the floor is Winter. Golden's out there as well, and Golden quickly fouls Carney as Carney turned toward the hole.
Yeah, Allie did a nice job moving her feet over, but her arm was kind of bent over sideways as she came up through her arm, and so that created the foul.
And to Carney's credit, as she turned toward the goal, she closed that gap and created a little contact. Good offensive players will do that. Carney hits the free throw. Carney is 2 of 5 from the foul line. And now make a 3 of 6. 9 points for Callie Carney. 64-37. Perry doesn't force one, even though she's made a few shots. Not time to reach the check, and she swings it around. Now she's got it, but she walked with it. Well, she, after she walked with it, she drilled a 17-footer. Yeah, yeah. She's just feeling it right now. Yeah. She's in the rhythm. That didn't happen to me very often. I know you know how it feels.
Well, not very often.
64-37, Mineral Area by 27 points. There's a drive by O'Neill. The defense arrives late, and O'Neill is headed to the free throw line. Whistle goes against Winter, her second. She is so important to this team. It's so important that she stays out of foul trouble. And in large part, she does a good job with that.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've talked about, you know, not only is she, of course, leading the team in points and field goals and free throws and assists.
Steals
and rebounds.
O'Neill hits them both. She's got 6. Sharaka going to head back in. Up the floor, Perry's got it. Perry attacks. Oh, left side. Brings it in.
Nice little floater as she went by. Floated that ball up there. And
Keandra just about unstoppable right now.
She's got it going.
She's got 13 second half points. And she has just been about as smooth as you could be. Left-handed three-pointer. Launched up there by O'Neill. Missed it. Jones battling for the rebound, but she tapped it out. It's going to go back to the Cardinals. Here's Sharaka. Sharaka's got 10. Actually, this stat line is really starting to look like the Mineral Area College men, Kevin. 1, 2, 3, 4 players in double figures for Mineral Area. It's a 66-39 ball game. Mac on top. Winner just flat turned it over, just lost the dribble that time. Yeah. And Jones takes it the other way. Jones tried to go over the top of Winner, and Winner got tough on the defensive end. And I don't know if she touched it, but she definitely altered it.
Yeah, well, Jones had a player coming down her sideline. Should have probably tried to hit her teammate there, and she didn't.
Haley lost it again, but gets it back. And a two-handed chest pass to the right baseline. Golden misses one from 8 feet out, but a terrific rebound by Carswell. Can't hit the wraparound layup. Battle for the board. Smith tapped it out. Everything but a bucket.
Yep.
Good passing, good hustle, good rebounding.
Good shots, just didn't go in. Yeah.
66-39. 4:35 remaining in our contest. We'll talk to probably Todd Cuck after it's all over. He usually comes over for the post-game chat. There's a drive by Hayes to the free throw line. Hayes pitches it down underneath the Carney. She lost it and comes out of there shrugging, but Mac touched it last. Well, it can be frustrating. Red Lake 1-5. Kevin, my senior year, my varsity basketball team won one game. Exactly how they feel. We were so bad. Here's a drive left baseline, and Mickey O'Neill finishes it up. Good play. Yep, went to state football, baseball, tennis, basketball team stumped.
Basketball was not the sport.
Just
there.
Couldn't do it in that sport that year. Sharrock has got it on the left wing. Little jab fake by her, dumps it down to Carswell. Carswell working it back outside. Sharaka wanted it. Carswell going to get it to her now, but she's too far out now with 10 seconds on the shot clock. Going to go into drive mode now. And she drew the defense, pitched it to Golden. Golden to the free throw line, then a 15-footer by Smith wouldn't fall. Follow shot not there, and then the reach by Sharaka. A little frustration foul there.
Yeah, she had a little point blank back foot in there that she missed and got frustrated and committed the foul. I can see that happen quite a bit.
It's true. I think everyone is susceptible to it.
Yeah.
66-41 at the 25-point advantage for Mac, and it matches the margin that they won by the last time they played. And Olivia Casey gets set to come in. Free throw swished by Peyton Hayes. We see Alexia Perry checking in and Keandra Perry all coming in. I can see Olivia Casey get open for a three. See how that works out.
Yeah, boy, she needs a couple of those to kind of get her going a little bit. I think that would be great to see.
For another free throw missed by Hayes, jumping high for the rebound, is Mackenzie Smith. Here's Shiraka, actually a pretty good three-point shooting team on the floor with Shiraka and Pacey out there. Now to the right wing, and Smith. Smith looks underneath. Alexia Perry turns around, fires it up, missed it, grabbed her own rebound. Put it on the floor, though, Kevin, and she didn't need to.
No,
that's
you,
where she
no,
got fouled.
You're exactly
She'll go to
right.
the line, but...
I think when she grabbed that rebound, she was a little bit under the board, and she thought if she could take that quick dribble and get herself back kind of more in front of the board, that it would be an easier shot. But you're right. Probably should have just took the ball right back up without that dribble.
Max stacks it right of the lane, and then they throw it up to the head of the circle. That's to Smith. Right wing, Perry. It's the Perry-to-Perry connection, and that time a nice idea on the dribble, but yeah. Alexia pulled her pivot foot.
Yep.
66-42. Not going to put this one in their back pocket and even up their mark at 3-3 on the season. Wren Lake basketball. Trying to pitch it out along the perimeter there. Clock, shot clock winding down as Hayes dribbles it out near half court. Now she'll drive it all the way through. And Perry blocked her shot. Definitely clean upstairs. Maybe got a little body there.
Yeah, we couldn't see what happened between the body, but she did block her shot. Yeah. It was a nice defensive effort there.
And that's the third one on Keandra Perry. For Mac, they actually get 7 days off. They get a week off. They've kind of gone 2 weeks. They played Sunday, now today, and then the next one is at Malcolm X next Saturday after Chicago.
Well, that'll be nice, you know, get this win and let them relax a little bit. Get ready for next week.
Hayes hit both free throws. She has 9. 66-44. And 2:50 remaining in our ball game. Shiraka over to the right wing. That's Smith with it. Smith drives to the right baseline. Stops on a double team. And the ball scrapped away from her. And Wren Lake nearly clears it. But Keandra Perry steals it. Fires it up. Missed it. And the ball tapped out of bounds. I think it's going to be Mac basketball.
Yeah.
Keandra with a nifty steal right there, though.
Yeah, she's having a nice game.
She really is. Shiraka seals it up to the head of the circle to Smith on the inbound. Shiraka gets a wide open three. Rattled it in and out. Perry grabs the rebound. Can't hit the layup. And the ball is tapped out of bounds. Off of Perry. And Wren Lake has it back. I want to thank Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, New Era Bank, and Crown Collision of Farmington for sponsoring our coverage of Mineral Area College Athletics. I guess Perry fouled there?
Yep.
So Alexia fouls on the rebound. Paige Rich going to the free throw line. Paige is 2-for-4 today to the stripe. 6 points for her. She averages 10.5 on the season. And the first one here is perfect. 7 points for Paige Rich. 2:26. Remaining in the fourth, 66-45. Mac on top. Rich back to the line, got them both. And 8 points for Paige. Charish Gordon checking in for the first time for Wren Lake. 5'9", freshman out of Louisville. She's looking for her first points of the season. Shiraka running point, Casey on the off guard. Shiraka dribble weave handoff now to Smith. Smith pushes it over the left wing, Perry. Keandra drives it, turned back away, turned back around, dribble weave handoff, and that's to Smith. Smith drives it in, and she's fouled. That was going to be a tough shot.
Yeah.
And fouled by Gordon.
She may have been looking for Perry inside there on that. I don't know if she's going to shoot it or try to pass it into Perry.
So Smith goes to the free throw line. McKenzie out of Greenville High School, she's averaging 6 points a game, but that's her first point here in this one.
Tell you what, she's a hard worker. You see her in the gym all the time, between classes, before classes, and then shooting and stuff. So she's definitely one of the hardest workers I've seen.
What a high school career she had, too.
Yeah.
Terrific. 68-46. It's Mack by 22. Crossover dribble by Jones. Jones hands it off to Hayes. Hayes looking for the drive. Barry cuts her off. Once and twice. Shiraka now closes out on O'Neal. O'Neal plays down to the left corner. Jones spins that 360 again and finishes. Remy Jones, we've seen that a couple of times out of her. She's got 13 points, and we're under 2 minutes. 1:44 remaining in the fourth quarter. Shiraka at the head of the circle, trying to measure that defender, drives it, goes to Casey, right baseline jumper, and Olivia missed, just rattled it in and out on the six-footer. Now Casey has it outside of the arc on the rebound by Smith, and Casey loses it. Ball stripped away, O'Neal's on the run, left side layup, got that one to go down. This Wren Lake team I mean, they're going to lose by double digits, but you got to appreciate the fight that they're still playing with here. Crossover dribble by Sharaka. Now Perry slashes down the middle of the lane. Left it short. Clanked that one off the bottom of the iron. Bullet pass up the floor. O'Neal goes down to the left baseline. The trailer is Jones. Transition three, missed it. Alexia Perry got big for the rebound. And hands it over to Sharaka. 50 seconds left. 68-50. Illyria College going to even the mark up at 3-3 on the season. Sharaka asking for a little motion here. Smith pops out. Casey trying to seal. Pass not available. Smith with a beautiful pass underneath. And finally a bucket for Alexia Berry. Great job by Smith to set her up. 70-50. Half a minute to play. Jones on the right wing. She likes that one-handed push pass from the left side. And now here's Carney with an open three. Misses that one. Perry's got the rebound. Casey wide open up the floor. And this will be an uncontested layup on the right side. And she puts this one down for probably the final score of the game. And nice to see the Central Rebel get on the board there. 11 seconds remaining. Top of the key, this is Jones. Jones swings to Carney. Outside of the arc, Carney jab step. Got to the free throw line. A leaner from 15 and a nifty hoop by her. So good work by Carney. She's in double figures with 11. And Mack wins it, 72-52. And evens their mark now at 3-3 on the season. Red Lake falling to 1-6. And the second time that they've lost to the Cardinals this year. In fact, second time in a week. 72-52, your postgame show in 2 minutes on KREI.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. We are celebrating all first responders now through November the 26th.
10% of your purchase will be donated to your choice of fire department, ambulance, EMT, or police department. We have 2 years with 0% financing.
We are thankful for you, first responders.
So if you're a first responder, you'll get 10% off of your purchase. And we'll donate 10% to the department of your choice.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. We are celebrating all first responders now through November the 26th.
10% of your purchase will be donated to your choice of fire department, ambulance, EMT, or police department. We have 2 years with 0% financing.
We are thankful for you, first responders.
So if you're a first responder, you'll get 10% off of your purchase. And we'll donate 10% to the department of your choice.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Mineral Area Boone College ladies even their mark now at 3-3 on the season, 72-52 this afternoon over Rend Lake. And Coach, you should run that play wherever you go up 18-0 at the beginning of the game. That's a good play.
Well, we talked about being focused on defense to start the game because we hadn't played anybody else since we last played them. And they came out, we guarded really well, but then we started having mental lapses and I think took the lead for granted and kind of cruised there for a while.
Yeah, got the big lead I suppose it's, in a way, it's human nature now. As a coach, you want your team to play its best all the time. But is it human nature once you're up big to maybe let down a little bit? I don't know.
Well, at halftime, that's what I said, it's different in generations. When I played, you just wanted to bury somebody. You just wanted to take their heart out. You wanted to hear the other team bicker with one another. You know, that kind of thing, brought a smile to your face. These youngsters these days don't always have that killer instinct and don't always bring that to the table.
You know what they do, though? They go through kindergarten and they learn to share. And you get those players. My favorite part about covering a Cuck coach team, 23 assists to 6. I love that about your team. And you missed so many layups, you probably could have had 28 assists.
Oh, yeah, we missed a ton of everything point blank. And that's mental.
Yeah.
That's a focus thing itself.
But I meant the passing was,
well, yeah,
was good. So.
Yeah, and that's what we do. We practice every day, make the extra pass. So, but there were opportunities missed as far as making the extra pass today also. But, yeah, we shared the ball pretty well.
Boy, Keandra Perry, legend scoring today, was 16. And she got in one of those zones for a while that it just – she kind of took over a little bit offensively for you.
She had a good week of practice, and that – that is her issue as far as her playing time is how hard she practices. And she had a good week. And it showed today on the floor. I think that's part of Dominica's problem. In practice, she probably makes 60% of her threes, but it hasn't translated to the game because of the speed and things like that. So once Dom starts practicing harder and faster, then she'll be better at converting it to game situations.
She was in double figures with 10. Did you see her take a little step today on the floor?
Yeah. I thought she did better than she's done in the previous three or four games. Yeah.
I know that you want players to earn playing time, but it's always great when you can get them all in there. You did that today.
Yeah, that's nice. And we didn't have to play Haley 41 minutes out of 40, but, it's nice to get everybody involved.
You got a whole week of practice before your next game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had one this week, and we've got one next week. So we go up to Chicago on Friday.
You don't know anything about them yet?
No. Actually, we're hoping to get some information out of Three Rivers and State Fair. They're both playing them this weekend. So hopefully we'll get some information from those guys.
I know you're 3-3, but you're two shots away from being 5-1.
Right.
You're close.
Yeah, we're, three losses by 7 points total. Yeah. So, and most of those three losses, you could look at the offensive rebound. And just like today, you can look at the offensive rebound. 15 for them is way too many. And that's our issue right now is offensive rebound. We call it finishing on defense. And that's kind of the term we use is you finish with a rebound. And, that's been our issue.
Congrats on the win.
All right.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Thanks,
Todd Cuck joining us on our post-game show. We appreciate him coming over to talk with us there. And let's go ahead and recap that scoring for everyone. Rend Lake gets 13 from Remy Jones. She leads them. Callie Carney with 11. Paige Rich with 8. Mickey O'Neill has 10. 9 for Peyton Hayes. The Mineral Area College Cardinals. Well, almost everyone scored. Actually, 11 out of 12 players scored today. Alexia Berry got that late score to give her 2. Julie Carswell had 3. Olivia Casey with 2. Hannah Tallene scores 4. 4 for Laura Dix. 6 for Shelby Moon. Mackenzie Smith has 2. And then 4 in double figures. Olivia White got a lot of work done in the first half. She scored 11, 9 of those in the first half. Haley Winter was her usual steady self with 12. Dominica Shiraka had 10. I don't know, player of the game, Keandra Perry? What do you think?
Oh, I think so. I think that's a good choice. She had a good, a nice job of slashing to the basket. She got those couple of three-point shots and played well. She got a couple steals, a blocked shot. I concur.
Yeah, she was good today. Keandra Perry scores 16 points, and you kind of filled in the gaps there in terms of the other things that she did. Shooting today, actually, Max shot really well for most of the game. It dipped right there at the end, and they ended up 45%, 30 for 66. Not bad outside the arc, though. 5 for 13, 39% is pretty good.
Yeah, that's great.
3 for 17, three-point defense was good. Red Lake was 15 of 22 at the line. And that's something that they do very well. Max 7 of 9 at the line. Usually want to be at the line a little bit more than that, but they did shoot 78% when they got there.
Yeah, and that's something that Coach Cuck's teams always do really well, shoot free throws. He really stresses that in practice.
All right, so we got a few hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm probably going to go catch some football, I guess.
Yeah, go watch a little football, get a little bite to eat, and come back and get ready for another exciting game tonight.
Go to Carl's Jr. before we go play Carl Sandberg.
Maybe go to Hub's Pub.
Maybe that.
Maybe Hub's Pub, get some wings or something.
That's a good idea, too. So it's the Mac Men against Carl Sandberg, the Chargers, tonight. Three Rivers going to be playing here at 5 o'clock against Southeastern Illinois, then the Mac Men playing after that. And we'll have their ball game. They're trying to go to 7-0 tonight. Looking forward to that one. My thanks to Kevin Thurman and also Christian Cooper back in the studio. We'll step aside for just a little while. We'll take you to Missouri football. That one just kicked off in Knoxville. And then we'll be back here with a 6:45 pregame show tonight. The Mac College Cardinals against Carl Sandberg. And I'm Chad Speaker. Hope your home team did well this afternoon. Now I'm going to go check and see how mine's doing.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. Neura Bank, member FDIC.